Well, we'll talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
But,
and when we talk about it, let's record it, and then we will send it out for people to listen to.
All right. I'm wearing a button-down because I want to put on a dress shirt later.
Yeah.
And I don't want to muss my hair. So if you put on a button-down that you don't care about, then later I can just take off this button-down, put on the other button-down, and it doesn't...
What's it have to do with your hair?
I don't have to pull a shirt over my hair like a T-shirt.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Mess my coif.
Or you could put a T-shirt on and then just Hulk out and just rip it off in front of your kids and be like, hey, kids, you guys better straighten up today. And just be like, rawr!
Yeah, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Exactly.
It's worth a shot.
Try it.
Welcome, Josh.
Hi, Andy. It's raining profusely out there.
Raining.
Today. Raining.
Larry Morgan and Sam Farmer on assignment.
Yes, they are.
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships, and
it's a rainy version.
Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friend.
That sounds like rain. That's like the D-bag at Guitar Center said that to me when I was playing the guitar. Sounds like rain. Shut up. I'm specifically not buying this because you said that now.
Hitting him with the butt of it.
Yeah, exactly. And then paying for it, just breaking it over his back.
Like Pete Townsend and Abby Hoffman.
more like John Belushi in an Animal House.
That's just great. Welcome to the podcast, Josh.
I feel more welcome than I've ever felt.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's cozy in here.
It is. You know, I think my official. Granted, I've been here for almost 20 years. I've been here for like 20 years. I think my full transfer of East Coaster is now. I am now officially a Los Angelino West Coaster.
What made the
because official? I'm digging the rain.
Yeah,
yeah. And that's when when it rained out here, people be like, "Ooh, I love it." And I'm like, "Bullshit! This is bullshit." I moved out here for sun. I want sun 100% of the time. And because in Pennsylvania, it rains like this from like March until the end of April.
Sure.
I'm talking March, like, or actually it rains from like, I'm going to say September to April. It's just overcast and rainy the whole time.
Sure.
with snow mixed in.
In Indianapolis, it rains like hell during the summer.
It's just the worst. Yeah. And it rains in the summer too in Pennsylvania, but yeah. and it's that humid, but it only rained for like an hour. You know what I mean? It'll be like an hour rain.
The raindrops in the summer and it's so humid. They come down. They're the size of like gerbils.
Yeah. And then when it stops raining, there's like this haze because all that is just drying up and you could like actually see like the steam coming out. Oh, it's the worst.
It's
sweating
incredible.
Like a pig.
It's incredible.
So, yeah, I'm digging the rain.
God don't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
What's that?
Shitty song from the 70s.
I've never even heard of it.
60s, from the 60s.
How's your day going?
Well,
how's your weekend?
It's not bad. You know, it's cozy here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But up above, I'm not sure how it is.
Oh, do you have roof leaks?
No.
I mean, like, are we getting into, like, religion? Like, you're talking about heaven? Because you're pointing up and you got a dead serious look on your face. I'm like, is he going to start diving into religion? Because I'm
not,
out.
I'm not talking about the man upstairs.
Okay, good.
I'm talking about the rat upstairs.
You got a rat in your attic? Erratic?
I got a rat in my kitchen. What I am gonna do? I got a rat in my kitchen.
There's too many songs already.
Yeah, I think so.
How do you know?
Well, I've been, you know, out here at night working.
Okay, are we talking here in this part, this building?
Yeah, up above here.
Well, it could be a squirrel.
It could.
I don't think rats go upstairs, do they?
Yeah, they do.
How?
Yeah,
they can't climb.
I don't know. Do you want to tell the story or should I?
Go ahead.
Son of a bitch.
You're a tree rat.
That's what I think it is. Well, they say that tree rats and indoor rats aren't the same, but I think they are.
Is there really things that's a tree rat?
Well, there's an avocado tree over here, and they love to get in it, and that lures them. Anywho, I'm out here working, and I hear scratch, scratch, scratch.
Yeah,
scratch,
that's
scratch,
it.
Scratch. And that's what it has to be up there. I don't know, man. It was pretty big scratches.
I remember one time I was with a roommate, and we lived in we lived in this really shitty dive, and we we had this bedroom that was kind of shaped like an L, and we shared it, and I was on one side of the bedroom and he was on the other, and there was a closet in between. And I remember just one night just hearing all night long coming from the closet. And yeah, sure enough, we went and put a mouse trap in there, and in the middle of the night, the next day, he's just and we were like, yay, we got it. So we dead mouse. It was only a little mouse, but it's chewing on wood.
Well, I heard the scratching several days in a row. And I mean, it's going on for a couple weeks. I mean, I'm like, is that? And at first I thought, oh, maybe there's just a squirrel on the roof, right? Just running across there because, you know, they can jump from house to house,
right,
and wire to wire. And that I don't care about, of course. And I don't wish ill to any animal, but if you have a rat living in your attic and peeing and pooping and, you know, carrying diseases. And destroying wires and everything else, then that gets to be bad news.
Yeah, then you wish it death.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, at least to get it out of there. And I got to raise my seat. I call the exterminator. I call our, you know, pest guy. There's all natural people that come out, and you know, they don't put poison down. They use, you know, plant extracts and so forth to keep the bugs away. And they also do, you know, the rat stuff. And so I call him out, and the guy's like, I think he got a rat. And I'm like, well, do you want to see where it got in? He goes, no, I don't need to get up there. So I'll just tell you, you know, what I think's happening. I think it's getting up in there somehow around the outside, and you know, then they'll get out at night to go and hunt and, you know, get food and so forth, and then they get back up.
But you think you found out how it got in?
Well, yeah, we walk around.
All right.
And the air conditioning split out here.
Right.
There was a you know, a conduit, like a thing, you know, a little cage that goes, that goes up to cover all the pipes.
Yeah.
And we look up at the top, and there's a hole the size of a softball up at the top of it. They're probably climbing up in that thing.
Yeah, because they can, like, can't they dislodge their bones and stuff? And
they can get into something the size of a quarter. It's ridiculous.
It's gross.
So I'm like, that has to be it. And I said, so just spray some of that, you know, foam. Because that stuff gets everywhere and just sticks on everything once you
get it
on.
And they'll just chew through it anyway.
And they'll chew through it. He goes, what I would do is get a little ready mix, you know, just a little like cement, basically, and patch it up with that. And then you take traps and you put them around the opening of that door and the hatch, and then, you know, they'll eventually come look for food. Laura's like, can't you do a humane trap? I'm like, you go find a humane trap.
I just sit out there with a blowgun.
Yeah, I can't.
just camp out in the night.
I can't.
Wait for it.
I can't do it. I hate causing harm to any animal.
Well, it's a rat, though.
It's a rat. If you're going to cause harm to something, rat's
number one on the list.
Yeah. So I put those up there on Friday. It's Sunday. I haven't checked them yet.
Have you heard
I have not heard any scratching. I'm terrified to go up there. When I put the traps up there, there was poop everywhere.
Oh, so you have access to crawl up in there?
Yeah.
And you saw, like, all the poop and everything? You saw, like, chewings and, like,
I didn't
dust.
See a lot of chewings, but I saw, because I think the chewing is way down over here, the hatch is way over there. So, anyway, so that's the. Do you want to come check the?
No, man. I've seen a dead rat before.
Do you want to check the?
I've seen a dead rat.
You want to check the traps?
I'll check them. I'll check them and be like, "Yep, you got one." See you, Andy. See you next week.
Should we check them now?
In the rain?
Well,
can we record? Are we going to record? Let's go check the traps.
You want to check the traps?
Let's record while we'll do it.
I'm terrified to check the traps.
I'll hold the mic while you check the traps. Are we going to? But it's raining too. Is it going to sound like shit with, like, rain hitting?
No.
Or that'll be
I don't think
so. Fun.
I don't think so. I don't think we'll hear.
Are you going to get your good shirt all wet?
This isn't my good shirt. I am ready to go out later, though. That's the thing.
Oh, you don't want to mess up your deal, your coif.
Yeah, I'll check them later.
You just ruined a good bit.
A rat bit. But if I see something up there, I've got to empty it now.
Well, you don't have to do it right now. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but I don't want him to rot up there. And
well, I mean, he's gonna. It's cool out, so it's not gonna. It's not like it's gonna decompose super quick. You can do it later tonight after your party. Have a few drinks, come out, get a little liquid courage, just grab him by the tail and flip him over the neighbor's yard.
You know where we're going later?
Where?
I'll tell you where we're going. Tis the season.
Yeah.
We, last couple of years, last few
years.
Can I take
a guess?
Yeah.
Nutcracker.
Yep, Yep. We've done it the last few years. I only did it for the first time last year. And we've gone to different ones. I guess we went out to the one that they do in Thousand Oaks. We went up to the one in Santa Clarita. Well, this year, Lara finds one that's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's like in a high-rise or something. It's, you know, weird. There's a theater where they do the Nutcracker, and it's like an hour long.
Oh, perfect.
And it's like the Nutcracker's greatest
hits. It's like the best of the Nutcracker. Yes. It's like diet caffeine-free Nutcracker. Yeah. Yep.
And they make it snow in there.
Oh, man.
And like when the Sugar Plum Fairies come out, they bring out sugar plums.
You're going to have to tell me how good it is. Maybe I'll just set it up.
I can't wait.
Because I was thinking about trying to do something with him, you know, holiday-themed like that. We couldn't find anything, and I never even thought of the Nutcracker, but yeah. That's a good idea.
It sounds great, and apparently kids love it. I think it costs like a car payment.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
You get sugar plums, though.
Yeah, but you get sugar
plums. I've never had a sugar plum.
So yeah, that's what we're doing a little bit later.
How's your Christmas shopping coming along?
I haven't done anything.
Oh, I'm finishing it all at when I leave here.
Wow.
Yep. And you want to hear what
I'm doing? Do you only have like two presents to buy?
One. No. I mean, one left. No, I did it all. I did, like, I got, like, 85% of the thing on Thanksgiving Eve because I got off of work early. And I was like, F this. I'm going to get the shit at the store now before Black Friday because I don't want to deal with all that crap.
I got
to
get out of here before Dollar Tree closes.
And I got all his crap that he wanted. He got, like, a Target catalog somehow and just started circling. That kid circled every single toy in there that's over $70. Wow. I'm like, no. We're gonna start. Yeah, we'll start with these little ones. But he got a razor.
Nice.
Yeah, he's all into scooter. But you want to hear? I'm gonna be doing one of the most manly things I've done in a while today. I'm going to get lights for the bushes.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna put them up in the rain.
Yeah, wow.
By myself.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
We just watched Christmas Vacation last night.
I haven't watched anything yet.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So
Charlie Brown was already on them. We missed it.
I know. Last
but
week.
It'll be on again, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You hate that?
Yeah.
Why?
Doesn't anybody know the secret of Christmas?
You turn that off.
Yeah.
That's when it ends. You would go get popcorn or something.
And they were sore afraid. Stop it. Stop it.
I just put so many people in the Christmas mood right there.
We went and got our Christmas tree this week.
A real one?
Yes.
Is it in like a, what do you put it in like a bucket?
I have a stand.
So you drill holes in it and then like, how does it work?
No, the stand has, it's like a big bucket shaped thing, right? It's like probably 10 inches across.
Okay.
And it's like this tall. It's steel. It's really thick steel. And then it has holes at each, you know, on the near the top,
right.
Where
screws.
Where there's you know, these,
so that stabilizes the middle
that you screw in, and then there's a spike right in the middle of the bottom.
All
right,
so you
take
slam it down.
Jam it in there, get it so it's perpendicular.
How heavy is that thing?
The tree
bucket.
Oh, the bucket. It's probably 15 pounds.
Is it pretty wide, so it doesn't get like wobbly?
Yeah, all right, yeah. All right. It's like 2 feet wide.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then I put it up on a pedestal. That I made, just a wood pedestal, so you know it raises another 8 inches, something like that. But anyway, we go out to get the tree.
Did you do the criminal one? Did you go to the convict?
No. This one was criminal because it was so goddamn expensive. Go there. It's so expensive. It's ridiculous how expensive.
I honestly, in my entire existence on this planet, I've never had to interact with my entire it's just always been fake trees.
By the time we paid for the tree, and even after our discount, and I bought a little bottle of the tree conditioner.
Oh yeah,
it was like $134 or something.
And Silas, you can buy a fake tree and use that same tree for the next decade for that.
But I'm supporting our local economy.
And you're killing trees.
It's going to be composted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be repurposed.
I'm saving trees by using one fake one for a decade.
Yeah, and that shit will for a million decades.
I saved 10 trees.
For a million decades, that won't decompose.
No, you know why? Because I'll burn it.
Oh, God. Anyhow,
I'll just turn it into smoke, and everybody will be better.
Problem solved. Yeah,
I'll throw it in the ocean. Then we won't have to worry about it anymore.
Thanks, Ralph Nader.
I'm gonna make we should make a plastic tree reef.
Did you say reef?
Yeah. Take all the fake trees when they're dead.
Reef?
Reef, yes. Like a coral reef.
Oh, I thought...
Oh, you mean like reef? Like Christmas reef? We can make a Christmas reef. Take all the fake trees, bury them in the ocean, and then all the fish can live in them. Oh, God. Right?
Yeah.
Another genius idea by Josh Fligger.
Problem solved.
Delete this out. Delete this out because I'm going to make sure I copyright this. Somebody's going to steal
this.
This
is a new segment on the podcast called Problem Solved with Josh Fligger.
I love it. Problem solved.
So got the tree, and it was actually adorable because, you know, first I put the lights on, and then we, you know, put it in place.
Did you test them before you put them on?
Yes, you asshole.
I told my parents about that. And I was FaceTiming, right? And they were like, how's Andy? I'm like, oh, he's pretty good. But I almost made him hand his man card in because he hung up a whole bunch of Christmas lights without testing him first. And I saw my old man. He just kind of shook his head. And I said, if I learned anything from my old man, is before you take the Christmas lights off, you put them on, you stretch them all out on the carpet floor, then you plug them in and make sure they're all lit. So he did it routinely every year.
Make sure I'm all right. I had to go buy new lights. I went to Big Lots.
Oh, yeah?
Turns out there's a Big Lots like a couple blocks from here. Never been in it. I haven't been in a Big Lots in 20 years.
I can't even think. I'm familiar with this area. I don't even know where it is.
And
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I go in there, and my God, they've got heaps of Christmas stuff.
Really?
Heaps of it. Yeah.
But is it junk?
Like the lights that I bought, GE.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey,
They have a bunch of crap ones, but I was able to get a box of... They even had a box of 200 GE lights for $8.
Let me tell you where I found some great lights is Costco. Mm. I found the C9, the big bulbs, except they're LED. So basically, it's an LED bulb with a plastic cover that looks like the big C9 bulbs.
Nice.
Those were... we went to like Lowe's looking for them, and they were like... A string of 50 was like $20.
Yeah.
I went to Costco. They were $6.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got a couple of those.
By the way, yeah, that's what I went to the hardware store and lights were like $30. I'm like, fuck you.
But here's the problem. They have a better assortment. So if you're looking for something specific, go to a hardware store.
No, man. I'm telling you.
I know. But you're just looking for.
You go to Big Lots, you'll be shocked at how much they've got.
But did you get the stay lit ones?
Yeah. They're LED.
Yeah, but I think you can still string them in a way if one goes out.
Well, who cares? I paid $8.
Well, if you're going to throw them away, then isn't that harming the environment?
I'm not throwing them away, Josh. They last years like the other ones lasted years. Jesus.
Why am I going to be the environmentalist on this show all the time?
Problem produced. Starring Josh Fligger.
We'll bookend the segment.
Problem out of nothing.
I'll cause a problem and then solve one.
One of the other things that I found while I was at Big Lots is a candy from my childhood.
Okay.
A Christmas candy from my childhood that I'm quite fond of.
Okay.
This was something my mother was quite fond of. And so I was sentimental. When I saw them, I'm like, shit, I got to buy those.
Okay.
I'm
excited.
It is this. The
Before you say anything, this is one of the greatest old people foods in the world.
This is
one of those candies that you went in every person's candy dish.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't there like an assortment of these?
Describe it.
Yeah, tell me.
This is the marble sized raspberry candy. It kind of has raspberry, you know,
bumps.
Ribbing.
It looks like a raspberry.
And on the inside is a goo. So it's like a Tootsie Pop drop or a Tootsie Roll pop.
That goo's a little. I don't remember it being that funky.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Mm, I love it.
I think my goo's old. I think I got one with old goo. Had an earthy flavor to it. It was like a bad Merlot.
I love it. Anyhow, picked up
that. These are good.
Came home. We trimmed the tree. And it turned out fantastic. And it was just adorable because this is like the first year. I mean, Viv was involved in it last year when mm-hmm. she was almost four. But she dropped an ornament and was freaked out by that. I'm going to choke on this thing.
I was going to say, just bite it. Just get rid of it. Get into that goo. Get the goo out. Is that like chocolate?
I can't bite it yet.
Why?
It's too big.
That's what she said.
Oh, there it goes.
Mm-hmm. Now, hold on. Now, is there like a chocolate hint to that?
No.
No?
Raspberry.
It's all... Okay, then maybe I did have old goo. There was something... I had funky. There was something... I had a funky middle.
Now it's stuck in my teeth.
Yeah.
It's a dentist friend, this
right,
stuff.
So, yeah. All right, so...
Anyhow...
She broke an ornament?
Yeah, she broke an ornament.
Did she just grab it and throw it off the wall?
Out. This is last year. She kind of freaked out. No, she just dropped it, and it was one of those glass ones.
Took a baseball bat and swung it out of a tree.
And it was one that, you know, Laura was sentimental about because it was from a place where we had visited and so forth.
Okay.
And from Big Sur, I guess, or from up in whatever, Carmel.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was a little freaked out last year. This year, she's way into it. And it was darling because she... hung everything that she could, like in a 2 foot square space at the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom. They were just all dangling like an inch from the floor. Yeah, I remember Owen doing that.
Yeah.
Well, this year, did I tell you we got him his own tree?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we got his own. He was asking for his own tree, and Cindy, we found one, just stumbled on one, and we were like, let's just get it for fun, right? And then we got him his own little container of ornaments, right? So we surprised him, and we built the tree, and I got him a string of lights, and I put the lights on the tree. And we put all, and the ornaments that we bought were like the really thin glass ones, you know, uh-huh. They're just bulbs. They're like red and silver. And he puts them all there, and then he decides, I want to take some ornaments from the real tree. I want, you know, and I'm like, okay, we got a ton. We got a shitload of ornaments. You can grab something to make it official. So he goes, and unbeknownst to me, grabs like the three heaviest ornaments on the tree, puts them on his tree, and like 30 minutes later, the thing falls forward. It's fallen on top of him like three times so far. So I got to go home and rebuild the tree. I'm going to put a brick on the back of it so it doesn't fall. And I'm just going to cover it up. And then we won't have to worry about that thing falling over for the fifth time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good times. So tree's done. Yeah. Happy with that. And last night we ordered our holiday cards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You doing the family photos?
Did the family photo thing.
You should do one this year with a dead rat in it. Maybe a little bottom quarter, do a little solo picture. Get a little hat for him.
Yeah. I like it.
I tell you, my dad
posed with a dead rat.
My dad worked at the Pennsylvania American Water Company, right? And they were out. They would go. He would be out in the streets all day digging ditches and fixing water lines and stuff like that. And right. They had this big garage where they would park the backhoes and all the trucks. And they had a rat in there, and one of the guys became obsessed with it. Obsessed with catching this rat. And they'd always see it, and the guy would stop in the middle of whatever they're doing, see it, and then he'd freak out and like chase it and whatever. And I get like, this guy literally became possessed over this rat. So I guess one day, my old man and another guy, they would flush hydrants. They're out flushing hydrants, and they saw a dead opossum. On the road, right? So they got a shovel and they scraped the possum off. It was like just roadkill or whatever. So they picked the possum up, put him in the back of their truck, and took him back into the garage. And they went to the rat trap and they put him in the rat trap and put his pinky toe in the rat trap and just let it sit there. And they said, like, a couple hours later, they're just sitting there working around the garage or something, and this guy, all of a sudden, just, his head cocks, and all of a sudden, he's like, and he looks, and he's slowly creeping up, and then just starts screaming, because he thought he got the rat, and it was just a big old dead possum with his pinky toe in the rat trap.
That's a little close to home for me right now. A little close to home for me right
Billy's.
Now.
That's genius.
I can't laugh about it yet.
Why? Because of the rat?
Yeah, a little close to the bone.
What if
me.
You go up there and it's just his ankles in there and he's going, oh!
Oh, that's sad. I don't want them to suffer.
Well, then
I want it
to
be. You
got to club them. You got to do what you got to do.
Here's the thing I'm worried about. What if there? I put up four traps. What if there are more than four up there?
What happens if you go up there and he's in there and his head's in there and it's snapped down and there's three little baby ones looking?
Oh, stop! Why are you doing that?
They're going, Rat Dad. Rat Dad, get up, Rat Dad. We're
Stop
hungry.
It.
And all of a sudden you hear like three little tummies grumble.
Stop. What are you doing to me?
You know what you do? Take a tennis racket and just start swinging. So you can get
them all, my God.
Get them all one swipe.
You're horrible.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm taking a little crab gavel in there.
Merry Christmas, quack, everybody. Quack, quack. Here, meet the crammer.
That's a rat crammer.
That's maybe the worst thing I've ever heard. What's a rat crammer? That's like the worst description of a tool of all time. Grab me the rat crammer. No, I'm good. I don't know what job you have, but I don't need the rat crammer.
It's a personal choice.
Yeah, huh?
I just need a rat crammer, that's all. Oh, heavens. Let's see. Should we get to... Should we get
voicemails?
We may. Let me check and see what we've got in here. Thought I'd have a look. I haven't looked ahead of time. I don't believe in looking ahead of time.
You don't?
I don't. I don't believe in it.
But you do it anyway.
I don't believe in it.
Well, this ain't going to work the first time anyway, so should I just find something to talk about while this fails?
See, I think that your negativity is what makes it not
is
work
what
right.
charges the...
Yeah, let's try it and see if it goes. You ready?
Let me try it.
Here we go.
It goes, fail.
Hey, Yeffers, it's John from Antioch, California.
Uh-huh.
I was just watching an old episode of Family Guy, season 17, episode 2. And, of course, this came up. I wanted you to hear it.
Please.
Maybe you can check out the episode yourself on YouTube, see what it's all about.
What are all these keys for? A series of shits. I got a lot of shits back home. So, you have more than one shit? Of course, you always need an extra shit. I even got one shit that just has an extra shit. You guys talking about sheds? Hell yes, I love my sheds.
Me too.
Hot Bible sheds.
Love that.
Have a great week, guys. Love the show.
Love Family Guy. Do you watch Family Guy at all?
I'd never get the opportunity to. I love it, though.
So many
it's amazing.
Good. There's so many just terrible jokes. And he's great with just doing something, drawing it out for so long that it becomes uncomfortably funny. You know what I mean? Just like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's like the joke isn't even that funny. It's just that they draw it out until it is funny, and then you're forced to laugh at it.
Right. Well, like the time they say, hey, you want to see the worst thing ever? And they show like the entire video of Dancing in the Street with David Bowie and Mick Jagger. It's like, what the fuck?
Anytime they end a segment, they'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, Conway Twitty. And we'll cut to Conway Twitty from like Hee Haw playing a song. You know? And the reason I fell in love with that show, there's one segment, and every time I see it, I lose it. There's this part where I forget what happens, but Peter's trying to go comfort Chris, right? And he goes, hey, Chris, I caught you a bullfrog in the backyard. I even punched holes into it. And then he opens the box. He goes, I even punched holes in it so it could breathe. And he goes, oh. So then he goes, oh, man, let me take care of this. And he walks over to the window, opens up the window, and goes to flick the frog out. Yeah. And the frog hits the wall and bounces on the ground. And then he spends like a literally in show real time spends about 45 seconds trying to scrape the frog up the wall. Then when he gives up that, he goes to try to pick the box lid up with the shoebox and try to pinch the frog up. And then he drops the shoebox. And then he picks the shoebox up. And then he picks the frog up and drops that about five times in a row. Finally scrapes it up, right, to get it right to the edge of the thing. And then flicks it out the window and it hits the side of the window and stays on the window rail. And then he takes the shoebox and just smacks it goes flying out the window. And the whole segment takes about 3.5 minutes of him just trying to uncomfortably scrape this dead frog off of the floor. So stupid.
That's amazing.
I should try to find that segment and put it on Facebook for us.
Let's hear.
Hey, Effers, this is Dave here. Just calling about two things.
first of all, the sound debate, I'm totally in Josh's camp.
Yes.
But that said, I know in order to rectify or come up with a conclusion on that debate, you have to define what sound means. Because if you don't, you're just going to be arguing in circles all day long. But again, I side with Josh on this one. Second thing is, Josh, cut the cord, man. I did, and it's been great. I got Roku, and it cost, well, let's see, with Roku and my cable, I have 200 megabytes of internet, and then we kept the phone, but we cut the cable TV. So I went from $250 a month down to $80 a month. And that $80 includes a $5 Hulu subscription. So I'm totally happy because all I do is watch auto racing and news, and my wife is totally happy because she watches movies all day long. Yeah. So anyway, I say cut the cord, man, and just save yourself a ton of money. Also, well, I guess that's pretty much it, really. So anyway, guys, take it easy. Have a good one, and we'll be hearing from you soon. Bye-bye.
Good for him, man. I got news on that front, too.
Yeah?
We just plugged the cord back in yesterday. We went. So here's the plan: we got the Fire Sticks going, everything up to date. It was all running fine, and I basically just took the cable cord from the receiver box and unplugged it, so we couldn't use it. I didn't actually cancel anything. I just unplugged it so that we couldn't use it because it was a test run. I'm like, we're not using the cable TV for a week, and the very first day it took me, I went to Netflix and I talked to Mikey and Gina and I said, hey, what's a bunch of good Netflix shows? Because they're all into that. I'm like, tell me, I'm cutting the cord. Tell me, they gave me a whole list of shows. And the first one I was going to watch was The Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Sure.
So I put it on. It works amazingly for about 10 minutes. Then it freezes up. And I'm just bitching and moaning underneath my breath, but I'm like, all right, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want everybody to be pissed off, and I don't want to be the only Grinch about this. So it took me 30 minutes to watch 14 minutes of television, right? And then I just said, I'm going to bed, F it. So the next day, it worked kind of fine.
You didn't say that to your family.
No, I was by myself.
I'm going to bed. Fuck it.
And then I threw the remote control at my wife.
So much for keeping your decorum.
Merry Christmas. Fuck it. So I just all week I've just been biting my tongue and not really saying anything because I'm like, I don't want to influence. If it's working good for them, then I'll deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, my wife's like, can we plug a TV back in? This is terrible. No, it never works. And I'm like, I know. It doesn't respond quickly. It sucks. I wish it did work. And I don't know how. Maybe it sounds like I need to get all my internet overhauled and just all this stuff to get it to work right. And then it's like one of those.
Can you do a speed test on your internet?
Yes.
What are you getting?
I'm not at home. I don't remember the exact numbers, but they were good. I remember doing it before.
Need heaps of it. You need a lot of bandwidth.
But that's not the problem. Because I only had one thing going. It's the remote control and the lag from when you're moving. I'm trying to tell the Fire Stick to do something,
uh-huh.
And I go, and then it doesn't move anything. Yeah. And I'm like, is it not working? Then it works, and it's like, this is just so irritating.
I went ahead and bit the bullet and spent $175 for an Apple 4K.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, its response is, number one, it looks great. Number two, it is immediate on whatever I ask it to do.
And that's thing, right?
Yeah.
I heard the remote sucks, though. Does the remote suck?
No, the remote's great. I pick up the remote. You can talk into it. Play Christmas music, and it'll pull up Christmas music. Play, Arthur episodes. It'll play Arthur. It's really easy to use, actually.
See, yeah, so we plugged the cord back in. We couldn't take it. We wussed out super quick.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Maybe we'll address this again in the future, but
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more call here. You ready?
But wait, did we discuss what sound is?
No, we aren't going to get anywhere because you're going to stick to your gun.
Well, I'm just saying, what's sound?
For people that didn't listen last week, Josh is saying the whole, if a tree falls in the woods and doesn't make a sound, and there's nobody there.
If there's nobody there to hear, it doesn't make a sound.
Well, that's what I said. It actually makes the waves. It actually does.
No, it just makes vibration of air. There's nothing to receive. All right,
No, it creates a wave, and yes,
which is vibrations.
If there's no one there to hear it,
there's no sound.
It doesn't make a sound to them, but the waves still exist.
The waves are there, but the sound is not there.
That's why I said you have to define what sound is.
Is vibration of air, right?
If there were ears there to hear it, there would be... What, do you think sound only exists, that those waves only exist if someone's there?
No, but those waves are not sound if ears aren't there to hear.
That's the issue. So we have to define what sound is.
Vibrations of air.
No, the vibrations of the air are happening.
Right. But they're not there, but it's not sound unless an ear is there.
No, so your argument... What the vibrations are...
Okay, the definition of sound would be... the sensation
picks up vibrations and turns it into an electrical impulse that your brain understands.
And therefore, if the ear is not there, then
yes,
the sound
is not there.
If there's
not a brain there, then no, it doesn't make a sound if that's your definition.
No, you can have a brain there. You need an ear to translate into the brain.
I'm coming over the table. Yeah, I don't. This is not fun.
You want a hockey fight over this?
This is not fun for me. Jesus Christ. One more call.
All right.
Hey, Yaffer.
What was that?
This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. I'm not Northeastern Oregon.
I know.
It's Caribbean time.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, I thought I'd better call you anyway.
From the Caribbean.
Let you guys know what's going on.
Love it.
I'm stuck in a little place called Riverdale in Belize.
It's a
little fishing village.
I don't know.
But
I wonder if he's going to dig a ditch.
The neighbor brings you lobster. Right across the street.
What?
That they just caught this morning.
Yeah.
No energy. Then we go snorkeling.
Yeah.
And just kind of screwing around. Laying on the beach.
Yeah.
Getting sand fleas. That sort of thing. Anyway, I have a beer calling me, so I'll talk to you later. Not a bad day for a hitch digger.
Yeah, I was going to say, not a bad week.
In the sand. Talk to you later.
Sand digging, man. I'm sitting on a couch. Yesterday, and my wife's like, "Look at this." She sends me. I don't have Instagram. She shows me your Instagram. She follows Low Energy Mike, and there's a bunch of pictures of like him, like the beach, and like he's got these. He's staying in a nice little place, I'm like. The hell? Low energy Mike. It's not low energy. He's living the life. I guess you could be a little low energy if you're just being a beach bum, right?
Well, yeah. That's purely low energy.
Checking in from the Caribbean.
He's usually very industrious, low energy Mike, which is the interesting dichotomy. Now, he's living up to his name, very low energy.
Do you think
energy.
He's just out there building awesome sand castles? Just the size, like real castles made out of sand.
Yeah, like up to code.
Like with plumbing.
No, you need...
This sandcastle's got French drains.
you need to back set about that 40 feet for this.
He's putting a concrete floor in one of them.
Footers. Sandcastle footers. Oh, that's great.
We're getting close to Christmas, buddy.
I know we are. This is not the last episode before Christmas, but it is time, and I've talked to Larry about this.
We need to do a best of, like every show in the world does the best of 2019. We should do a best of your artificial friends 2019.
God, I don't know what that would be.
Could we maybe make an assignment for Yaffers? Yeah, Colin.
Best parts of?
What was your best part? What was your best experience from your artificial friends in 2019? Call in and tell us what a highlight, a low light.
If they send this, here's what you do. You send it to Joshua J. Fligger at gmail.com.
You can leave the dick pic out.
Do this. I will do, because there's no fucking way I'm going back and listening to, looking through everything.
Yeah, no.
If you tell me the episode.
Ooh.
And some kind of rough time mark of where it is. So, 20 minutes into the episode.
You know what? I would
even
be willing
to
help you out. I would be willing. Just email me the thing, and then we can talk about it. We don't even have to bring them up. But if we can't find it.
I can play the audio with a little bit of notice. But I'm not going to spend 10 hours trying to find it.
Yes.
So give me a rough time spot, a time mark of when it was in an episode and which episode it was.
I think so.
And I will gladly relive that moment.
I think that's
a
great idea.
No one's going to do it.
I know. We'll get one.
And if you can't do that, send him a picture of your junk.
Yeah, exactly. Send me your best dick pic from 2019.
Joshua J. Fleeger at gmail.com. Joshua J. Fleeger.
Are we done?
With today?
Yeah. Or no, forever.
No.
Okay, good.
Not forever. Well, maybe. I am going to take a couple weeks. I keep saying I'm going to take a week off, and then I never do. But for the holidays, I'm going to kick it.
Yeah, we're going
to kick it a little bit.
Yeah. But, I'm taking a few days off.
I did want to ask you this. I've asked Larry in the past, and his answers are always, well, my favorite holiday film is a rare one by Fellini.
It's completely in German.
That is done in reverse with Hungarian subtitles that disappear off the screen.
Taking shots at you, Larry.
Sorry, Larry.
He loves you. We love you.
No, he made a couple of good picks, but...
we've done the Christmas movie thing.
We have, but I'm just wondering, is there anything that you're burning to watch this year? What's the one that you're most excited about?
I'm not. I don't...
No?
No. Sorry.
All right.
What about you?
Well, I watched...
You know what? I'm always for the... Christmas time is here.
That sucks. It just sucks. That's not a movie.
Oh, you know what? Guess what I broke out the other day?
What?
And I waved it around my wife's face. Emma Daughter's Jug Band Christmas.
Ah, see?
Yep, I'm breaking that out. I go, Owen, look, you want to watch this? And he goes, you can watch it. I know you like it. I'm like, oh.
I think I bought it on like Amazon Prime or whatever.
Yep. He doesn't like it.
It's amazing.
He doesn't like it.
I'll
watch it by myself.
You have mashed potatoes.
Look at the birds up in the trees.
We're not birds. We're a jug band. Check, Chuck.
I'm not hungry. I'm hungry.
You look just like him. Hey.
Aviators, sweet, sleeveless jean jacket.
Yeah, it looks like he's in... either Sha-na-na or
he's a badass.
Village People.
He's a badass. And the best is the way he walks. He doesn't move fast. He does that slow head bob. He's like, And there's that stupid little like fish in the back that doesn't do anything but just spit water at people. He splashes people. And then they ride like these snowmobiles that are just shooting out clouds of smoke everywhere. And they're like, I love that show.
It's very nice.
Jug Band Christmas.
Stop talking, boys. You got work to do.
You sounded like that. You sounded like that thing, whatever that thing is. And then what was the real bitch at the beginning that said, she's like, remember she had Emma Daughter's mom took her to the laundry?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, you're late. Well, what's that Emma Otter's mom's name?
Oh.
Mrs. Otter?
No.
Tina.
Hattie.
No, Hattie's a friend. Hattie's the one that she borrows the spindle, or is it a spindle or whatever that thing is, the string making thing. What do you call that? There's a lot of questions, whatever.
The spinning wheel, though?
Yeah. Remember she comes over to bar her spinning wheel that she lent Mrs. Otter? Or is it Ms. Otter? No, it's Mrs. Otter. No, it's Mrs. Otter because her dad, widowed. Her wife bit the dust.
He died.
Yeah, he got hit by a car. And my dad put his little pinky toe in her retro. Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's a nice sentiment.
Andy, how can anybody wants to get a hold of you? How can they do that?
Between my knees.
Just one episode.
It's DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Any other ones?
Andy_Chanley.
And I think there's
on
another.
Twitter. There is. I'm glad
Go
you
for
asked.
It. I'd like
it's
to hear it.
Just Andy Chanley on Instagram. How about you, Josh?
Well, we already gave it, but we'll do it again. Oh. JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com. And what's the YAF line?
I didn't give that earlier. No. I should do it right now.
OPM of me.
Thank you for reminding me. 626-657-6428. 626-657-6428 or amok PM hat. And I'm going to do it. Before the end of the year, I'm going to get some mugs somewhere. I should do it now so it's a good Christmas.
Yeah.
Ah, God, so much to do.
Can't we just like design it and then put a web page up?
No, I'm just going to send the logo to some place and they're going to slap it on there and it's going to be lovely.
I'm down.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to do it.
So 2019 is winding up. So people only got a couple more shows left.
I know. Hey, happy Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
Okay. That was the number one play in the NFL's countdown, by the way.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I saw it yesterday. Finally.
It's not the Feast of the Immaculate Reception.
Huh? What are you talking about? Yeah, that's what
it's called. Thing, a Catholic thing.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
The Feast of the Immaculate Reception. But that was the number one play, and I was like, finally, they got something right in this stupid show.
Oh, God. Nice pirate's hat.
Yeah, thanks.
When
the... Oh, Larry says he's going to be around next week.
All right, good.
So look forward to that.
Nice. Well, maybe, what about Sam?
I don't
yeah,
know.
Probably not.
He's, I hope
he's
so.
Right. Well, but he's right in the
it's the thick
the
of
wheelhouse.
It. The of, thick of it yeah. for the NFL season.
Yep.
We'll see him in the new year.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friends.
Go get that rat.
Yeah, go get your present.
Merry
it's,
Christmas.
It's a rat.